From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Governments are scrambling to determine if any wrongdoing took place following the release of millions of leaked documents from a Panamanian law firm by a consortium of journalists. Russia denounced the disclosures from the Mossack Fonseca law firm, saying they were mostly aimed at President Vladimir Putin. The report alleges Mr. Putin's associates funneled nearly $2 billion through offshore accounts. Will Fitzgibbons, with the Washington-based International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, part of the leak Monday, said such offshore companies can be used to avoid taxes.
It is inherently unfair, I think, that just because you have enough money to pay lawyers or a private bank to order you a shell company that doesn't do anything, that you can do that, and through that shell company, you actually end up paying 5% taxes instead of the 35%, for example.
He says such companies can also hide other crimes, such as money laundering, sanctions busting, and drug deals. Gun battles Monday shook Brazzaville, the capital of the Republic of Congo, following the controversial re-election of longtime President Denis Sassou Nguesso, who is blamed on a rebel group called the Ninjas. The government said the militia set fire to the Mayanga military base, 4 police stations, and the mayor's office in southern Brazzaville. There's been no word on any casualties from the fighting. The government said it does not have proof that opposition candidates were connected to the violence, but added that investigations are underway. Mr. Sassou Nguesso, who has ruled for 32 of the past 37 years, was re-elected by a wide margin after getting voter approval to remove age and term limits in the Constitution that would have barred him from the March 20 vote. This is VOA News. The U.S.